Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
From the Buffalo Bills, Micah Hyde. Good morning.
Good morning. How you guys doing?
Good. How you doing?
I'm good. I'm good.
Practicing?
Yeah, about to head into work here soon. Just had a morning coffee and about to head into work and get some work in.
Now, how many coffees will you have, Micah?
Just one. That's all I do. Yeah, one will get me started, and I'll be good from there.
Okay, good.
It's funny, when you say going into work, it's probably different than everybody else is going into work. What is your work today? Like, what's your morning going to be like?
We're going to go and have some meetings. We're going to lift, have some walkthroughs. Yeah, it's funny. I always say work around my family, like, you know, when they're here.
What's your work?
For games and stuff. I say, I'm going into work. They all just laugh. I'm like, look, this is a job to me. You guys sit here and get, you know, hang out and tailgate and all that. Like, I'm over here. This is my job.
Well, no, that's where you and I are going to have to disagree, because it is work to be a Bills fan. Like, first, I've got to pick what my let's win this game gear is going to be.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Then
yeah.
I have to prepare the tailgate. And then I have to find yet another table, because for whatever reason the last one broke.
They're not very sturdy.
Yeah.
No, they're not.
They're not sturdy at all.
They're not sturdy at all. Anything new you can tell me about Sean McDermott? Anything new that he's doing this season?
No, same old ways. You know, he's pushing us, work harder.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we're getting in the playbook and really diving into what we could have improved on last year, and that's kind of what this time period's about.
Does he live with you guys?
Yeah. He's a go-getter.
He's an animal,
I
know.
He's in the mix.
That sits in his office all day and watches film. He's always around the building, walking in and out of meetings, lifting.
I love your charity, Imagine. Can you tell everybody about it?
Yeah. So we donate sporting equipment to kids that, you know, unfortunately can't afford it. It started, you know, when I grew up over in Ohio, that, you know, you had these fees and insurance, you know, whether it was insurance fees or fees to play, you know, because the schools, you know, weren't able to provide, you know, for that stuff. So what we do is we provide sporting equipment, or whether there's fees, or even academically, we're able to do stuff for kids that just can't afford it. And, you know, we're having a softball game, try to, you know, generate some revenue for our foundation and, you know, just give back to the community even more. You know, we have a ton of stuff here in Buffalo every year, you know, back to school drive, a backpack drive. We have a Thanksgiving event, a Christmas event. So we're just trying to add the softball game to the list and try to see, you know, if we can do a lot more for Buffalo.
Micah Hyde on the phone from the Buffalo Bills with us. If I may add to these events, because you deserve a big thank you. When you did the youth backpack drive, you distributed hundreds of backpacks. When you did the Thanksgiving party, you invited over 100 inner city kids to actually have a Thanksgiving dinner at New Era Field, an opportunity they might not have gotten without you. And so these things that you are doing are really making a difference in this community.
Thank you so much. Thank you. Yeah, I mean, with the support of the Buffalo Bills, you know, my wife and my mom, my parents, you know, the people back home, they do a great job of putting these events together. So it's not just me. I couldn't do it without them. But, you know, there's a lot of support, and I think we all have one goal, is to see what we can do for the kids here in Buffalo and just around, you know, around this area. So, you know, that's why we encourage a lot of people to come out, you know, June 2nd, Sunday.
Let's talk about that baseball game. First of all, who's got the best swing in the team between, you know, everybody that's playing?
Who surprised you?
I was going to say me, but surprised me. I really don't know yet, you know, because you can tell once guys get on the baseball field, you can tell, like, who the real athletes are.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the track guys versus the athletes, you know, the baseball guys. So, yeah, I really don't know. I know Jordan Porter, obviously, you know, has a baseball history. He got drafted.
Right. He hits home runs.
Yeah. Well, I'm hoping, because he's on defense. So
wait, who's going to play center field? You or Jordan?
I'm playing center. There's no question. I'm trying
that's
to get
his event. Yeah, that's true.
He wants to win. It comes down to no matter what you want to win.
Center at safety. So you know.
You guys will see the first couple of innings is more, you know, fun and games. Hey, let's have fun. But then, like, there's a lot of guys out there very competitive. So, you know, the third inning on to the seventh, it's like, you know, put the guys up who can hit and put the guys in the field who are going to, you know, get it done. So you guys will definitely see that happening.
So we're going to see all of our favorite Buffalo Bills playing this charity softball game June 2nd. How does somebody get tickets for this?
You can go, you know, if you're a millennial, you can go on my Instagram and you can click the link.
Yes. Much easier.
Yeah, much easier. You can do that there. Or you can also go on the Bison's website and get tickets there. You know, tickets are $10, $23, and VIP is $75, I think.
All right, so these tickets and the money will go towards helping get sporting equipment for kids that might not be able to play a sport without this help.
Yep, and also academics, yeah.
What is your walkout song going to be?
I got asked that the other day. I don't even know yet. I might just go with the latest, hottest song. It might just have
no,
to be
No. You want to go Careless Whisper by Wham? Baby Shark?
No. Oh, that would be funny.
Ooh, Baby Shark.
Yeah, it's been overdone.
Show some respect to my guy. He's cool. Like, I mean,
anything by Lionel Richie?
No. I personally, because I still have my radio crush on Khalid, anything by Khalid, even though it's a little bit slow, I don't mind that.
You got to go classic on this.
Khalid is my guy.
Thank you. Same. It's amazing.
We should go see him together.
I am down with that 100%. I love that you're doing this, and thank you, because when it takes a person to step up and say, I want to help, and that means a lot to everybody in the city.
Thank you so much. Appreciate it. Thank you.
Well, have a good day at work, and we're so excited to see what the Buffalo Bills are going to do this season.
Thank you so much. Yeah, we believe also. We believe too.
I love it. All right. We will talk to you again before June 2nd, and we'll continue to remind everybody about this charity game.
Perfect. Thank you, guys. Appreciate it.
Micah Hyde on Kiss 98.5.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.